With me in the studio is the co-host of the broadcast, Dr. Matt Olson, president of Northland International University. The other co-host of the broadcast, Dr. Les Olala, is away on a ministry venture, and we're looking forward to having him back here in the studio next time that we're together. But, Matt, it's good to have you here. Exciting what God has been doing.
You know, it's good to be back, Sam. I look forward to these times.
You have a friend in the studio today that has been helping Northland through some exciting changes that we want to talk a little bit about on the broadcast today.
Well, this is Steve Wiggum, and Steve and I met this last year, and we had been going through a process of really wanting to get some outside counsel and help as we had a desire to better communicate what we do here at Northland. And I met Steve, and it was just pretty much from the very beginning a knitting of hearts and minds. I think, of course, he comes with great professional experience in communication that we were looking to get, but the greatest blessing has been the spiritual connect. We ended up talking more about Great Commission living and growing in Christ and ministry opportunities, anything else. So it's been a real exciting year for us. I've enjoyed his fellowship. I've enjoyed the time with him. I can't even begin to tell you how much it's helped the ministry here for us to better articulate and communicate with people around the world what we do and why we do it. We're looking forward to many, many more years of working with Steve. Steve, it's great to have you here. We're excited about having you on the program.
Oh, thank you so much. I'm just such an honor to be here.
Why don't you take some time and tell our listeners a little bit about yourself and maybe your passions, desires, and ministry.
Well, I'm actually from the business world, and when Matt started talking to me about what's happening at Northland, I almost had to pinch myself. I said, can there be really this kind of a ministry out there with this kind of a heart focus? It was just so refreshing. And it came at a time when Matt first started talking with me about this project that the Holy Spirit had me prepared to meet him, and it was just great all along the way. I have been involved with the business community for, well, since the Reagan administration, so it goes back a while. It's been a great thing. I've been working with promoting businesses for a long time, but to actually work in communicating things of incredible eternal and spiritual value has been an absolute blessing, and understanding what Northland's all about has been absolutely a delight for me.
Steve, Matt mentioned something in his intro a moment ago about inner city burden.
Yeah.
Talk about that a little bit.
Well, actually, back in the 90s, I started working with a small little multiracial church in downtown Greenville, South Carolina. And it was a wonderful opportunity for me because it forced me out of my comfort zone. And it was there that I actually learned the importance of the Great Commission living for the first time and about how much people really just need Jesus. And It was easy for me. I'd grown up in a Christian home and went to a Christian college and had been in a really strong churches all the way through my life. And it was easy just to put on my Christianity as if I were putting on a pair of clothes in the morning. And so when actually working with people who had such a disconnect from anything spiritual and did not have any kind of a basis or moorings of Christianity startled me. And it was a really good growth experience for me to be involved with inner city ministry and see lives that were forgotten by most people, seeing them changed and seeing what the light of the gospel can really do for people. It was a very humbling experience.
Do you think that's the case for a lot of guys who kind of just get up in the morning and throw their Christianity on and head out the door to their job and, you know, on Sunday show up at their church? Do you think your experience that you were talking about a moment ago was kind of like the norm for people, or would that be kind of the out of the norm? Or
I think the people I know, maybe I'm working involved in circles that are maybe abnormal, but the people that I've met, it seems like that's the way it was. We just kind of donned our Christianity and walked through life. And it never really felt like it was a deep, deep passion within us. I think sometimes it takes things like people with incredible amounts of need or other cultures who don't even know Christ to kind of wake us up. And that's what it did for me when I was with the inner city ministry. And it allowed me to really appreciate what it was all about, the Great Commission. And there was times, actually, I was a little bit frustrated with the church. It seemed like we were very comfortable, and we just were – it's easy for me to get sucked into that. I mean, just to go through life and not allow these things to affect me. And then you get drawn back in when you see some of the needs that are out there. Mm-hmm. And it was just really great to actually come up to Northland and see people who have been living that day in, day out. I didn't know it existed. I thought I was just kind of a freak of nature. And then to see Matt's heart and the administration at Northland and how they really, truly are all about the Great Commission here, It really almost brought me to tears the first time I heard him talk. I said,
it is exciting. I mean, you know, when you, it's electric when you get around people whose passion, and they're just everyday people, not anything special, just everyday people get up in the morning like everybody, put their pants on just like we do, and they're passionate about the gospel. And we have a campus full of those people here, and our graduates leave here and go pastor churches, and they begin to infuse those churches with that passion. I have the privilege of pastoring a church like that, where it's just constant. People are coming to Christ, and they bring their baggage with them, and then we have to get involved, and that just stirs up more passion. And, you know, Matt, that really has been your heartbeat as a pastor, and I know that's your heartbeat now as the president of Northland University. How do you anchor people to that passion? How do you anchor them to that mission?
Well, I think that there needs to be a person who will champion the mission. I don't think you can ever say it enough, because we always have a tendency to drift. You know, why do we do what we do? What do we do? I think that that has to be constantly clarified, articulated. It has to be questioned, our motives and that sort of thing. And so I think that that's one of the things that Doc O has been so good at through the years at Northland, is that he will champion that mission.
Mm-hmm.
And so with Northland, with a lot of the adjustments we're making, is that we're constantly coming back to sharpen that focus, you know, the original intent, which to me is pretty exciting, because part of the discussions that we had with Steve, it, we're going back to 1959, which is 50 years this December when Northland Mission Incorporated began. And when you go back and really start to dig deep into what they were doing and why they were doing, it is so consistent with what we're doing here today. And we've not altered that. Through the leaders of Paul Patz, the founder, and then Dr. Wooster, who is the first president, mm-hmm. and then the last 25 years of Les Olala pouring his life into this ministry, it has been unaltered. That there has been the supreme goal, of course, is the glory of God. I think that that mindset has got to be constantly put before the students, the faculty and staff, the glory of God, the glory of God, the glory of God. That's why we do what we do.
So let me ask a question. You know, from the very beginning, Word for Life has been joined at the hip with Northland Baptist Bible College. Dr. Olala has been the co-host of the broadcast. We do everything together. This ministry has just been intertwined with Word for Life. And recently, we changed the name of Northland Baptist Bible College. Actually, we didn't change the name of the Bible College. We created an overarching canopy that would include the Bible College and a number of other things that God has done here over the years to Northland International University. And we've invited you to come and be the third co-host of the Word for Life program, and we're so thankful that the Lord did that in your heart, and we're looking forward to many broadcasts ahead. But I think one of the questions our listeners might have is the new name going to in any way signal a change or a move or an adjustment to the mission that Steve is so passionate about, that impacted him when he walked on this campus, that we feel very strongly about, that people who come in to our family camp in the summer, and man, it's just everywhere, life touching life because of the gospel. We've been anchored on that mission for years. It's revolutionized our lives, and I think people would want to know, is the new name in any way going to affect that? Are we going to move in any way away from that anchor? Now, I think I know the answer to that, but Right. Let me let you speak to that.
Well, there is no change. Northland Baptist Bible College is alive and well. I tell people that has not gone away. We have not changed the name of our college. Northland Baptist Bible College, since its beginning in 1976, is thriving. And we have a thriving student body. Our enrollment looks to be up in the fall. But we felt that that name, Northland Baptist Bible College, and that the college is part of what we do. It's not all of what we mm-hmm. do. But when you put everything in those terms, people think, well, they have a college up there. But we also have a significant graduate school mm-hmm. with multiple master's degree majors and a doctoral program. We also have an online program, Northland Online, and then a very booming ministry of Northland Center for Global Opportunities. So in reality, what we already have are four very strong and viable ministries: Northland Baptist Bible College, Northland Graduate School, Northland Online, and then Northland Center for Global Opportunities. And part of my discussions with Steve when we first began this was going back to saying, how can we better communicate that? How do we better articulate and let people know the scope of what we do? because most people have no idea. And so this is where he's helped us with creating a canopy, an umbrella of sorts that is overarching all four of those entities. And I think that's been an exciting thing, Steve. You know, we've had a lot of discussions, but it seemed like the Lord just kind of brought that together.
And I tell you what, I wish everybody could have been in the times we've had in conversation and prayer. If there's anybody that ever thought that the focus has been shifting at Northland, if they could have been in those prayer meetings, the heart that's here and for what they're really trying to accomplish at Northland is just so clear, so clear. The vision for the Great Commission, getting the word out to the world, is more focused than it's ever been. And that's what really excited me.
Why international, Steve?
Well, you think about everything that Northland's doing. I mean, I don't know all the stats as well as you do, Dr. Olson, but there's people all over. And I think there's one phrase that you guys use from time to time, the sun never sets on a Northland grad. They're all over. And what's really cool about this is that Northland is really about getting the gospel across the world, but the Church of Jesus Christ is not just American. It's everywhere. Mm-hmm. And I really got excited about that when I talked with everything that Northland's doing through the Center of Global Opportunities. It's the knitting of the church all together, which is, I think I was right, in Christ's Heartbeat was all about that.
You know, I love that you're pulling the church into this, because as a pastor of a local church that has been greatly blessed by Northland and other institutions, I am excited about Northland's ongoing commitment to helping local churches do Great Commission. We couldn't do it all by ourselves, although that's the institution God left to be salt and light in the world. We're really thankful for all those institutions that partner to help us do that. And I think Northland International University is positioning itself to become an even greater help to local churches in that way. I know our church has benefited greatly from the partnership, and look at what we're doing here at Word for Life. I mean, that is a tremendous thing. I know some people would look at Northland International University and say, has it stopped being Baptist?
Well, absolutely not. We've always been Baptist with the camp and the college, the institute, everything that we do is that way. I think that one of the reasons why Northland International University is not only articulating the broader scope of what we do, but also with our students going to restricted access countries, to say Christian, Baptist, or any other religious language will keep them from getting into that country. And so we are not ashamed, embarrassed at all of what we believe. We feel that this is a tool for us to get into places where the gospel is not. And I think you coined the term, Sam, you know, go where the gospel isn't. That's where most of these students want to go. And they're hard places. So to me, that's a very exciting part of this, that we're able to maintain our Baptist distinctives, the historic Bible college model, and yet we expand the scope.